A Treasure Mountain Junior High School student threatened another student last week. The district has clear policies on school safety, and engaging law enforcement is required when there is a threat to the school or students. Superintendent Ember Conley says the investigations usually take several days and students are not allowed back on campus until it is complete.
Notification of parents, going to the home, making contact with the child who made the threat and the parents, asking to search the home for weapons. The law enforcement certainly can't go in without permission. I'm going to say 90% of the time the parents say, please take a look. We want to be able to work cooperatively. There's always a 10% that says no. In those situations, if the law enforcement feels that there really is access, they can get a search warrant, which takes a little bit longer.
The threat did not involve a weapon and was made face-to-face. Conley says there have been times when a student isn't thinking clearly, but she says a threat has to be taken seriously. The lesson learned is that the community has to take a role in school safety and realize it's not a case of finger-pointing. She says the see something, say something philosophy of community engagement is critical.
You know, this is the hard thing, especially for students when they get angry or when they're just not thinking straight, to make those statements of, I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to shoot the school up, or I'm sick of you, and be really careless with their words. And in the world that we have today, they can't be. We have the same protocol, and law enforcement is showing up at their houses and making contact with their parents. And the moment that happens, we also follow our safe schools policy, which is very clear in holding a student hearing. So we do the innocent until proven guilty, but at the same time, that hearing is presenting all of the facts.
Utah law allows loaded weapons to be brought to school if those carrying have the proper permit. It has to remain concealed, but the law allows the weapon to be out if there is a perceived threat.
And this is, a huge national topic around that they should be able to pull that weapon at any time. Now, the counter argument that we hear from law enforcement is, you come into a building, you see a weapon out, hold, what's law enforcement going to do?
Conley says she expects to have conversations about the issue with the PCEA, the Park City Teachers Association.
We meet monthly with our employee groups, both the classified and our certified employees. This is something that's on everyone's mind. We have a strong district safety team as well as an executive safety team. So, I think it's a conversation. I think it's something that we want to work cooperatively with our teachers.
Remodeling the school entryways is one of the safety measures they've been working on since last fall. The project has been riddled with delays. State procurement laws have changed so that over $1,000 has to get written bids, and anything over a certain threshold goes out to an RFP. Conley says the state auditor is critically watching everything that involves state funding, and there have been contractor delays.
So procurement has got in the way. Now, as you know, contractors are at high demand, and so we're having trouble getting actual workers. And then there's been delays of materials, so countertops, windows. The other thing was we had some plans put in place, and when collaboratively we said, let's get a safety expert in here just to do one more look, there have been some few minor tweaks. Well, those minor tweaks have then sent it out back out to the architects. The architects have to get their drawing. As you see, this has just become a frustration.
The entryways will be finished at the beginning of the 2018-19 school year. Other stopgap measures are underway.
Both Summit County Sheriff Martinez and Chief Wade with the Park City Police Department have really increased the presence of law enforcement driving through our parking lots, having the lights, walking into schools. That's helped already tremendously.
Conley says safety drills are held, and one is coming up in the next couple of weeks.
This next one, parents will not be notified prior, so it's really important that if you haven't signed up for that PCSD chat, that you're signed up so you know it's a drill, here's what's happening, or in the case that it's not a drill. Well, it comes down to making sure that our adults in the classrooms and in the buildings know that these are very serious. The more we practice, the better we get in the case of a real emergency. And there has been some warning letters sent out to specific people around making sure that we take these serious with students.
A decision item to change student fees is on the agenda. The board is considering eliminating some fees to make a more equitable playing field for all students, so families with less disposable income can still participate in AP, electives, and extracurricular activities. The board will also participate in leadership training, which will occur right before they go into closed session. The school board meets at 9 a.m. on Tuesday at the district offices on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.